10. Mr. Howell, I presume.
Oh, that would be me.
How are you, bud?
I am doing quite well. How are you doing?
Nice. Oh, fantastic, man. You know, just enjoying the beautiful dog days of summer.
Ooh, I know that feel.
Yeah, whatever that even means. What does dog days even mean?
I don't know. I think dogs just enjoy every day.
Yeah, right? I know that expression. Like, I hear it, but I have to look it up what it actually means. Maybe people are like, you idiot. But if you don't know either, then
yeah, no,
I don't know what that means.
It's also not in my normal, like, catchphrases, right? And it's not something I say, so.
Yes. No.
Maybe it's a
no.
lost phrase of a bygone era.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But I am here with Mike Howell, music guru. If this is your first time listening to New Noise, oh, you're in for a treat.
Absolutely.
But we're back. We're back on the normal programming again, which, yeah. You know, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think so too. What have you been up to? You had a good week?
Oh yeah, man. Just fantastic. You know, just enjoying it. Staying very busy. Lots going on. You know, getting ready for this upcoming tour that Silverstein's going on with Amity Affliction. So going over the set list, you know, going to be playing some new songs and working them out. And yeah, we had a nice call today. So I'm just really excited, man, for the next, you know, month or so, gearing up for that. And then of course, getting back on the road.
Yeah. I mean, you got the last date of that Beartooth show coming up here pretty soon too.
That's right. Next. Yeah. That's like a week away for that big hometown Beartooth Columbus show with Devil Wears Prada and Era. It's going to be great to see all those old friends again.
Yeah, it's always a good time. I mean, that's just such a killer lineup. It's going to be great.
Absolutely, man. Very, very exciting stuff. Now, before we get into the last few weeks and some records and this week's top list, any news come your way, come across your desk, anything at all?
Yeah, not a lot of news this week. I don't think it's been... too crazy, right? We've got kind of two quick little things. There's going to be an announcement tomorrow, Friday. We're talking here, obviously, on good old Thursday.
We are, yes.
But there's going to be an announcement from a little band that nobody's heard of in a really long time called Woe Is Me.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. So we'll see what that's all about. I think it's going to be a Genesis era lineup, tour of some kind. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Right. So Tyler Carter, obviously the original Woe Is Me, clean vocalist, along with Michael, who was in Issues. And I suppose maybe it's Hans who kind of replaced Tyler.
Yep. So it's Hans and Michael.
Hans and Michael. All right. Wow. Well, that's exciting. If you're a fan of that band from... Geez, I mean, I feel like they haven't done anything in 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you've never listened to Woe Is Me, Genesis wasn't really my jive, but whatchamacallit, Numbers.
Okay.
Go listen to Numbers. That's a great little album, EP, whatever you want to call it. Phenomenal release and just overall great band. So we'll see what happens with that.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
The other thing... that's super cool is we got a tour announcement that I'm pretty stoked on. It's the Elegy North American tour. Elegy, obviously, being the album that Shadow of Intent released at the beginning of this year.
Mm.
They're taking out Enterprise Earth and Fairy and Wormhole. So it's going to be a super heavy tour. They're playing some pretty big venues too. So
nice.
Make sure you go out and support them and make a good showing for heavy music. I mean, Shadow Intent's fucking sick live. A band that I had never heard of until I saw them live, and I immediately bought all their records. They're insanely good.
There you go. Go check them out. Great tour and some nice little news. Just some nice things happening. Just feel good. It's a feel good week.
Yeah. Oh, there's one more. I'm just seeing now. Enter Shikari's teasing something. I have no idea what it is. Either a tour. Or who knows? But always
I got a chance to see Enter Shikari a couple times. At some festivals in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And man, were they awesome. It's just
one of my favorite live bands of all
time. Just so good. Like, so much energy, and I don't know, man, the crowd is just so into it. It was terrific. So yeah, yep. Man, they are just a band that just continues to solidify themselves as like one of the best rock bands literally in the world. So,
oh, for sure.
Awesome. All right. Cool. Well, we had a lot of records over the last 3 weeks, so I'm not really sure where your head's at. Mm-hmm. Maybe pick a couple that you want to talk about that you think, you know, maybe from last week that some people maybe need to be reinforced about knowing about.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of just gonna talk generally a little bit more like we did last week about those records. But the new record from Beach Bunny. I love this thing. It is so damn good.
It really is. I love this band, and I don't know if it's a band or a solo artist or exactly what it is. I think it's a little
bit of both, I think, at this point.
But regardless, this is just awesome. It gives me what I want, you know, and like for me, like I love Sincere Engineer. I love Lord. It's somewhere between the two, you know, where there's a little bit of like kind of cool punk sensibility, honesty, but then there is also, yeah. And then there's also some, you know, pretty well-crafted pop songs and pop hooks on this thing too. Mm-hmm. I loved it all the way through. I love that some of the songs are kind of shorter. Like there's one song near the end of the record that's like a minute long, but it bangs. And just all in all, this is definitely a record that's going to be, that could very well be on the end of year list.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's an absolute blast, and it is kind of poppy, but don't let that kind of hold you back if you don't want to listen to it because the way it looks or the way it sounds at first. It's really well crafted.
Poppy's good. We like poppy.
Yeah.
It's okay to be poppy. It's okay.
The other one I wanted to talk about was this new Palisades record. Mm-hmm. It's in a weird point for me because this is a band that I've really liked for a long time, and they've obviously had the guitarist move to vocals. They let go of the old vocalist, or he left. I don't know exactly what happened there. It was kind of quiet and weird. But this is a band that hasn't put out music in a while. And I want to say that I'm both impressed and unimpressed by the record. I think as a whole, there's some really good songs and just solid songwriting that I really like from the band. They obviously have some heavier moments and also incorporate some kind of poppy sensibilities. But I think overall, the sound is also just something that's kind of, what do I want to say? Old, right? It almost sounds a bit like a Linkin Park record or like that early 2005, 2006 when people were trying to emulate Linkin Park. It sounds kind of like that. So I'm kind of whelmed by it overall. I don't exactly have a ton of thoughts yet aside from those, but go check it out if you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I listened to the record too. I think I'm really impressed that they were able to have this new vocalist. I think it's the bass player is now, you know, doing the lead vocals as well. And he sounds great. You know, that's not an easy task to, you know, to fill the role of the lead vocalist. So I was really impressed with that. And I actually kind of liked maybe that the music was sort of in that maybe a little bit more mature sounding to me. I know that like some of their early stuff, like, you know, they were one of the bands that was combining, you know, a lot of like EDM kind of beats and stuff with heavy music. And they were kind of one of the like front runners leading bands doing that. And now it seems like maybe they've dialed that back a little bit and it's more of a mature sound, which maybe for you, because you're more familiar with their old stuff, you like that more. And for me, maybe I like it more now. So,
it's definitely a new chapter for the band.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, this band is continuing to, you know, pull people in, you know, they've got a lot of monthly listeners on Spotify. They play pretty big shows and,
especially for taking a break with it. 4 years from new material too, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, it's good to see them back anyway.
For sure. That's all I really wanted to kind of talk about though. Is there anything you listened to from the last couple of weeks that you want to talk about?
Not really. I did want your take on the new A Day to Remember single because obviously that's a band that was a bit polarizing the last record with their latest record, You're Welcome. Mm-hmm. And now they're back with a song called Miracle. Did you check it out?
I did. Honestly, kind of whelmed by it. I think if you put it on Homesick or What Separates Me From You, it's a weaker song. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just kind of really appreciative from the whiplash that was You're Welcome to getting something that's kind of passable a day to remember, I guess. But overall, pretty whelmed with it.
I think it's great. I think it's great. And I'm glad that they're putting breakdowns in their music again like that. I love that they extended that breakdown out. And yeah, man, it's just good to see. And you do wonder, is this going to be, you know, the only song like this on the record and they're kind of starting with this? Or are we going to get, you know, a classic, heavy, pissed off A Day to Remember album? I think we might get one.
Well, I mean, it's going to be 3 years. You know how long our work takes, so.
Well, that was a thing. That was a thing. I know their artist very well, too, actually. He does the All Access Club patches.
Oh, yeah.
He designs them all. He's an incredible artist, so. Anyway.
Hear that, everybody? Shane, single-handedly responsible for the A Day to Remember album, You're Welcome, taking
due
so
to the leads, due to the lead singer syndrome patches. Yeah, that was the delay. That's very funny. That's very funny. All right, well, let's get into this week. How many you got for me, Mike?
I just got 6. It's a pretty chill week.
All right, nice. A top 6.
Yeah, so let's just start with number 6.
Let's go.
Band who we haven't heard of in quite a while, coming in with a new EP that I think should be pretty fun. We've got the new EP Silverline by Anne Berlin. Kind of put this here because I don't know what version of Anne Berlin we're going to get. The single's really good. And I think we've got 4 other new songs coming in on this record, or EP, whatever you want to call it. It should be a fun time. I like Anne Berlin. At least I like the album Cities. So.
I love Anne Berlin. Never Take Friendship Personally, an incredible record. This band live is amazing. Not only is Stephen Christian one of the best frontmen vocalists of all time in the scene, their drummer absolutely fucking rips. So it's great that this band is back. I know they pretty much fully broke up about 6 or 7 years ago. And then came back and we're doing some reunion shows, but it's nice to get some new music from them. You know, I actually thought the single was sort of mellow. I really hope there's some rockers on this thing, because I think Anne Berlin is at their best when you know, they're really just rocking out and Steven's at the top of his range and that drummer is just beating the shit out of the drums. I think that's when the band sounds the best. So I hope we're getting some rockers on this one.
Yeah, I hope so too. It's actually kind of a funny story. I was in line at Warped Tour when the news broke that Anne Berlin had broken up. And that was just such a strange feeling as that kind of traveled through the line and everybody started checking their phones and found out.
Yeah. No, I mean, they were talking to Steven on the podcast. I mean, when it happened, he was so done with the band.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's funny how, you know, time can heal everything, and it's great to see them back.
Oh yeah, COVID-19 reunions, we've had plenty.
There you go.
Ready for that number 5?
Let's go, number 5.
Going over to New Zealand now for the new record Future Lovers by Banks Arcade. This is a kind of metalcore, post-hardcore influenced rock band. They can get a little bit heavy from time to time, but I think this record, they're kind of making a larger swath at the alternative scene as a whole and kind of going for a more mature sound. I really like these songs that they've put out as the singles though, Smile, Be Someone and Used. And I think that this is kind of one of those underrated bands that really sounds similar to a lot of other kind of popular bands, but is doing it a lot better than the ones that everyone's kind of tired of fearing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all pretty accurate. I mean, I was getting kind of a nu metal vibe from them a lot too.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, I definitely heard some of that 90s nu metal influence creeping in. But overall, I did feel like, you know, it's a band that's like not really in my musical wheelhouse for taste in terms of the style of music, but I liked it anyway.
Hell yeah.
And whenever that happens, when you hear a band that you're like, well, yeah, I don't normally listen to music like this, but it's good, then you're like, okay, then there's something here. You know what I mean? And I think that there's definitely something here with what this band is doing. I didn't know they're from New Zealand. That's awesome too. There's not that many bands from New Zealand.
Yeah, they're New Zealand relocated to Melbourne. I don't know how many original members are from New Zealand still, but I don't know. It's kind of one of those I had to track down where they are from. So
yeah,
information's a little iffy.
Natasha Bedingfield, Daniel Bedingfield. Who else?
Alien Weaponry.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got.
Cool.
Email us. Email us and tell us what bands are from New Zealand that we need to check out. Okay. All right.
We might do it.
All right. Moving on. Number four.
Number four, we've got the new record, God's Country by Chat Pile. This is kind of a weird record because I think this is the heaviest lyrical content I might have ever heard in my life. There is Silent Planet is a great band and I love Garrett Russell, but he still kind of sugarcoats the lyrics a little bit and makes them pretty despite talking about some really serious issues. These guys just are extremely blunt talking about the way that they feel about the world, the way they feel about American politics. And on top of that, the instrumentals are just heavy and brutal and interesting as well. I think this is a band, if you were really big fan of, what was it? Christfucker by Portrayal of Guilt. You'll probably like this. yeah, I think this band's just sick.
Yeah, very interesting. This is something I don't know if I've ever heard a band quite sound like this. You know, and I say that a few times a year on this show. You know, that there's something that'll really strike me is like, I never really quite heard music quite like this. And this is one of those times, and it's definitely visceral. It's definitely blunt is a good word for it. But it's also sort of emotional. You really feel the pain and the frustration in the vocalist's voice, which, you know, sometimes metal or metalcore or whatever genre you want to put this in, it can be a little like feeling a little contrived, you know?
Yeah,
like,
definitely so.
Okay, what are you really screaming about? Like you're screaming to sound cool. You're not screaming because there's actual feeling behind it, you know? And this is definitely not the case. This is emotional and this is heavy in all senses of the word. So yeah, this is an interesting one. I'm really interested, really excited to hear this entire record.
Me too. I think it's going to be probably not the first thing I toss on. A little heavy to kind of wake up with, but definitely one of the things I'm listening to right away tomorrow.
Yes. No, don't start your day off with a whole bunch of anxiety. It's generally a good idea.
Yeah. Or go to bed. This is a nice lunchtime listen.
Yes. Chat Pile for lunch. All right, let's go.
Beautiful.
Number four. We're up to number three now.
Yeah, number three. Probably going to get a little criticism for putting this here, but it is what it is. The new record, Jackpot Juicer by Dance Gavin Dance.
Got it.
You know how to say the band.
I know. Yes, I do.
Yeah, this one's kind of a weird situation. We've had something kind of similar in the past where a band loses a vocalist due to not great reasons, but it's kind of late in the album cycle and they hit it and ship it anyways. So I think I'm going to listen to this record at least once and kind of appreciate the musicianship of Tim and Will and John and Matt and everybody and see what's going on. If you don't want to listen to this record, you don't have to. It's a totally understandable thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man, it's hard to talk about exactly. You know, especially my perspective. Like, I know these guys, you know.
Yeah, really well.
Been on the road with them. Yeah, and it's unfortunate for, you know, the other guys in the band that you know, they're kind of, their hands are a little bit tied here with what they're doing. And, you know, I guess the future of the band is in a little bit of doubt right now with what they're doing
I would say vocally, in extreme doubt based on what I've heard. It's quite tumultuous within that camp at the moment.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I know they're on tour right now as well. I mean, kind of a last minute thrown together tour to do something with Andrew Wells, I believe is doing the lead vocals.
Singing, and Sergio Medina is filling in on bass.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. You know, it's just tough, but I will say, man, like I did listen to these singles and I mean, the band is really good. These songs are really good.
Yeah. I mean,
coming off their last album that was also really good. They are, but you know, this is a tough situation. And you know, obviously, you know, I believe women and, you know, and I hope Tillian's getting the help he needs as well. But, for now it's a tough sell, you know, it's a tough sell.
Yeah. I definitely think tough sell, especially with the band. You know, just to talk about it a bit. Like when this happened to Lorna Shore straight up kicked CJ out and they made it blatantly clear he was not a part of the band and that he wasn't going to be getting any money from the album release. We're still kind of in the dark about whether Tillian is a member of the band or not. They said he stepped away, nothing official. So I don't know. It makes me feel a little bit more uneasy about listening to it. Whereas when Lorna Shore had that record drop, I was A-okay listening to it for the boys. So, I don't know.
I don't.
To each their own, to each
I don't know either. But that's the new one from Dance Gavin Dance at number three. All right, number two.
Number two, another one kind of interesting and kind of marred in a bit of controversy at the moment. It's the new record Spectre by Stick to Your Guns. Little Orange County hardcore. I got this record on Monday. The LP got delivered to my house. So I was pretty excited-ish, I guess. I listened to it.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the most diverse Stick to Your Guns records ever, which I think is really, really cool. And
yeah,
the boys have really flexed on this album, which is great to see.
Yes.
And there's a lot of great uplifting lyricism here and everything like that. But also you have Jesse being Jesse. And being a bit out of line politically from time to time in his conversations with fans, getting kind of irate and just generally not painting a good picture for himself. So I don't know. I enjoyed this record.
Well, all that aside, I think Stick to Your Guns has never missed musically. I think that they are, all their records are good. I think they're a little bit underrated, honestly. And I am really excited actually to hear what this record is going to do. Cause there's been four singles released.
None of them are the same. And the record's the same. It's very, very diverse. It's a very cool record.
Yeah. The songs are all very different. I mean, there's one song that's like maybe got a little bit of a Turnstile influence kind of thing going on with some kind of interesting major key moments. Then you've got like your classic, you know, almost like Terror, you know, or Buried Alive style, you know, 90s, almost hardcore. And then you kind of have the more like punk rock, you know, whoa kind of songs.
Yep.
And I love it. And I'm just really interested in seeing like, okay, how is this record going to ebb and flow? Is it going to do it in a way that I'm just going to like be jamming out the whole time where the record is like feels concise or not concise. I don't know.
Together.
Consistent. Yeah. And that's what I'm really excited about. But I think this band is extremely talented. And yeah, man, I mean, yeah, like I think that the whole situation with, you know, Jesse and some of his political views. Hey, man, I mean, I respect him for saying how he feels, at least, you know, and putting himself out there. Do I agree with everything he said? Probably not. But, you know, that's okay. You know, and at least he's opening up a conversation and you know, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. And at the end of the day, I think his heart's really in the right place. He's just speaking about things that he kind of read something just very foot and mouth. You know what I mean? But overall, I think his heart is in the right place. So.
Maybe. Well, shout out to those guys. I'm excited for this record. And that's it. Number two, Stick to Your Guns. All right. Well, we're flying through this week with some really good ones, and we're going to get to that number one album just after this little break. We'll be right back. We're back with the number one album of the week. Mike, yes, give it to me.
All right. This one is a record. It actually dropped Saturday. So as far as I go, the weekend's on Friday. So technically this is this week. It's the new record Porcelain by the band Orphan. I kind of sprung this on you a little last minute. So I don't know how many times you've gotten or how many songs you've gotten through or.
Oh no, I listened to this entire album.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It dropped what on Saturday you said?
Yeah.
And I've heard this band before. I've heard some of these singles.
Yeah. I've talked about them quite a bit.
And
absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, man, this band is cool. It's really just really heavy, a little bit slower tempo, super low tuned, very angry. But just jams, man. Like this just gives you what you want,
exactly.
Rhythmically, and it's just like you're just kind of like slowly banging your head with a little stupid smile on your face when you're listening to this band. At least I am.
Yeah, I think conceptually it's really cool adding spoken word elements to deathcore is just something that I don't think a lot of other bands are doing at the moment. And I think it's a really, really cool adaptation, especially with kind of the hardcore beatdown elements within it as well.
Yeah.
For those not familiar with the band Orphan, this is the ex-vocalist of Strangled. I forget his name, but he's been around in the scene for a while. He knows how to write some ass beaters, and that's exactly what this record is. It's just really, really good emotional deathcore. And I don't know, it's weird because I say this record's heavy as hell, right? But I think people who don't normally listen to deathcore might also enjoy this because it's not kind of the overbearing heavy, right? It's just like listening to a breakdown for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Like
exactly. It really is just music you can kind of bang your head to. You can almost even dance to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a lot of deathcore, it's just so, you know, fast and like crazy and
exactly.
This is like a little more
easy listening.
Sure, man. There's just something about it that it is a little more accessible maybe. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of heavy music, but maybe you just don't like it to be too wild, this might be right up your alley, where you still get that like emotion and that drive and that heaviness and that rage, but it isn't so frantic, you know?
If you're one of the few true homies who went and checked out my favorite local band, My Own Will.
Oh yeah.
And their record earlier this year, I would say very similar.
It is. It is very similar. Oh, I love that band too.
So good.
I love that band. Yep.
Shout out Dave and the homies.
Hell yes. No, this is a very exciting week. We have a lot of different stuff and, a great top six. Anything else to add before we jump into those honorable mentions?
No, man, just honorable mentions.
Let's go. We're getting to the HMs. I'm ready, bud. How many we got?
19. Ready?
Okay. That's about middle of the road.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So we'll end it with another, or start the honorable mentions with another album. If you're interested or care, there's a new Beyonce record this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a surprise release.
No. So we'll see how it goes.
I mean, she's good.
Yeah. And I can never remember. You did a song with Phase One, right? Or did you do Kaizo?
Phase One.
All right. Phase One's got a new song coming out featuring Polaris.
Oh, nice.
Pretty cool. Should be good.
Super talented, that guy, man. Like working with him on that song was like so cool. Just like the stuff that he was changing around. He'd be like, oh, what about this? What about this? I was like, dude, how are you even doing this?
It's just kind of that, second that nature, world, right?
Oh man, that world is like, those guys really impressed me. Those EDM producers, like they're doing some wild, wild stuff.
For sure. We've gotten a new album announcement. I forget the name of the album off the top of my head, but we're getting a new song this week from Within Destruction.
Okay.
I love this band. They're so good.
Nice.
And we're just going to keep it heavy. We got the third single and the official album announcement. It's coming out October 14th. It's called Pain Remains, I think. Lorna Shore. New single, Rips.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Deathcore album of the year.
Yeah, I mean, maybe heavy record of the year, period.
Maybe record of the year, period.
Maybe record of the year, who knows? I mean, everyone's been waiting for this. This band is just, they're selling out every show they play.
Yep.
People are freaking out about this band, and rightfully so. They're like the best, they're the best in the heavy genre right now.
Yeah, I think undeniably so.
Yep.
Except maybe Megadeth with those new singles, but.
Yeah, fucking so good.
Did you listen to the one with Ice-T, by the way?
I haven't. No, I didn't know it had come out yet. Yeah. I have to listen to it.
It's
I will
listen to
it immediately when we get off the phone.
It's so good. I don't know. Megadeth releasing one good song. Okay, that's a little abnormal. Two good songs in a row. What is happening?
Dude, maybe the records. Maybe we got album of the year. Megadeth. Who knows?
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm pretty stoked. Kind of keep it in that realm. New Lamb of God single.
Okay.
Make sure you check that out. The boys have an album coming out pretty soon. It's their first record in quite a while, which I'm pretty excited about. I know Randy kind of wanted to take a break from writing music after everything that kind of happened with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really excited that he is back.
Absolutely.
One of my
mad respect for Lamb of God.
Oh, for sure. I think everybody does. One of my favorite like death metal bands that doesn't get talked about enough is releasing a new song. And I'm really excited for the new Goat Whore single.
Goat Whore. Yeah.
I absolutely love this band.
Yeah, Goat Whore's one of those bands. I don't know if I've ever really actually like put on any of their records. Mm-hmm. I just see, it's like a band you see a patch of at every single metal show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like someone's always got that patch on their jacket or they're wearing a shirt and you're like, maybe I should actually listen to this band. And maybe I will.
Yeah. I mean, I think Goat Whore is like, I almost want to say a little bit more refined Cattle Decapitation, but it's not. It's maybe like a little bit more reined in Cattle Decap where Cattle Decap's mm-hmm. just absolutely buck wild. Goat Whore is kind of a little bit more structured, if that makes sense. But both great bands.
Both great use of farm animal names.
And farm animal voices.
All right. Let's keep it going.
Next up, there's a new single from Fox Lake. This is kind of a new metalcore band. The hardcore band. I don't know what you want to call them. They're a lot of fun, though. Make sure you check that out.
Okay.
Nice. Sleeping with Sirens is putting out a new song featuring Charlotte Sands.
Okay.
Do with that what you will. The Gloom in the Corner, a band that I typically am not fond of, has signed to one of the best record labels in the world, Sharptone Records, and has announced their new album. They've got a new song coming out featuring Rio from Crystal Lake. So I'm going to listen to that.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Gloom in the Corner. I've never heard of this band.
Yeah. They're all right.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Got a new Turnover single
mm-hmm.
featuring Brandon Yates.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. New Bullet for My Valentine single. Tight.
Tight.
New Callous Doughboys. Love this band. Kind of up and coming chaotic metalcore. Just fun time. New song from Carcosa. It's a New York based deathcore band that's super fun. Hoping for an album announcement here pretty soon.
Okay.
We've got a new single from Pianos Become the Teeth. I think that record's coming out in a couple weeks here, so pretty excited for that.
Great band.
Fourth single off of the upcoming Wonder Years record is coming out. Make sure you check that out.
Never miss. They never miss.
Nope. I think they actually only get better. Super excited for this record. New Counterpart single. Make sure you check that out. It's pretty good.
Yes. About, also a band that never misses.
Yeah, trigger warning. It's about animal abuse, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty sad boy stuff, but super good song. The Devil Wears Prada. I think they are on track to release their best album.
I know. Everything has been an absolute banger so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they were starting to find it on their last album, which is a really good album. And then mm-hmm. that going into Zombie 2... I don't know. Something is just clicking with this band creatively.
And, I really don't think this band has ever lost it. I think they're just kind of on the forefront a little bit in a good way.
Maybe. These singles feel so focused. Mm-hmm. You know, like it feels like there's a common goal element here and this record is just getting like attacked. Whereas like with the last album, I thought it was great, but it was like a little bit like
it was vibey.
Yeah, and that's maybe part of it's my preference, mm-hmm. but I think this is going to be their best album as well. I'm very excited for them.
Yep, for sure. We're getting the second Heaven She single, so I'm really excited for that.
Yes.
If you're not familiar or missed the episode, it's Jenna McDougal from Tonight Alive. Very, very exciting stuff. She's doing great work.
Yeah, it's cool that she's kind of putting these singles out a little bit slowly, you know, mm-hmm. easing into it. I wonder when we're going to get an album announcement, if that's happening. I'm not sure. The album's been announced.
Yeah, it's like an EP, I think, if I remember correctly, like 7 or 8 Perfect. Songs. Right in that, we don't know what to call it, ground.
Yep. That's so, okay.
Yep.
That's okay. Love it. Love it. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And last but definitely not least, and definitely not releasing singles slowly because we've gotten 3 in the last 3 weeks. There's a new Buried Alive song tomorrow, and they've announced their new album. Super stoked for this. I just love this band. What a weird, dumb, amazing, beautiful project.
They are, it is different. And we always welcome that here on New Noise. We love a little bit of diversity, a little bit of interestingness.
For sure.
And Buried Alive has always given it to us. So we love them.
Oh yeah. Can't wait. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've got.
That's our list. Week. That's our episode.
Boom.
It's a good time to just stop listening to this and go listen to all this new stuff that's out now.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you forget what we said, head over to Mike's Instagram at Slappy Slam and you'll get the whole list of his honorable mentions and singles and albums and deluxe releases and even more than we talked about here today on the show.
So and cool pictures head over of vinyl.
Yes.
Tasty.
I love this. Very tasty. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in again, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Toodaloo.